I'm in New Bridgetown. Today was a very wonderful morning, although we got in late. I rose and went to dress deities, particularly the Ekadasi outfits for Radha Shyamasundar are really beautiful, red with different hues of pink and white. I hope you can see it on the internet, although I didn't see our photographer in the temple room this morning to take photos. And I dressed Srimati Radharani the way I saw it done at the home of one of our life members or patrons in London. Very nice sort of Rajasthani style, and reminded me of Srimati Radharani as a Rajakumari, the princess, the daughter of the king. And then there was kirtan, that's also on the podcast. And following kirtan, I spoke from Srimad Bhagavatam. It was on the subject of Chitrakirti Maharaj's chanting of the mantra or prayer that Narada Muni gave him. The interesting thing is that following in the subsequent verses is described how Chitraketu chanted that mantra nonstop for 7 days, drinking only water, and as a consequence of that, he had the darshan of Lord Shesha Balaram. One has to be extremely detached, determined, and pure at heart in order to be achieve such a perfection in such a short period of time. It's by no means an ordinary thing. And today's also the bathing at the Mela in Prayag, Allahabad. Many millions of people are bathing today, and they follow that ritual because this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, how Mohini Murti, when she stole the nectar from the demons, then she dropped, some drops fell out of the pitcher. And though one of those drops fell at Allahabad and Haridwar, Ujjain, and the fourth spot. So these are considered to be sacred places, and particularly when the constellation are appropriate. Today the sun enters into Makara Sankranti, and if one bathes at this time, then they say one becomes free from all their sins, or one can even become liberated. Anyway, it's nice. It's nice that people go to these things because it shows their faith. It purifies them, although it's questionable. Out of the, what I heard on BBC, 70 million people who are going to be going to this mela, how many of them are going to be bathing with the requisite consciousness by which one actually achieves mukti? But certainly they'll become freed from some of their sinful reactions. And because they display faith in Shastra, spiritual tradition, and go through austerities. Right now in Allahabad it must be extremely cold, and bathing in the cold waters is very austere. But they're doing this for spiritual advancement, although they may also be doing it for some material gain. But in any case, they become purified. Srila Prabhupada was at such festivals, but he went there to preach, because this is not really what you would call a Vaishnava festival, in the sense that Gaudiya Vaishnavas do not need to go to Allahabad to bathe in order to achieve liberation. They get more than liberation by drinking the nectar of the holy name. Tavakata Amritam Tapta Jivanam. They get more than liberation by drinking the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, the nectar of Krishna's instructions in the Bhagavad Gita, aham tum sarva papebhyo, they become fully freed from all pap without having to do austerity. Simply they surrender within their hearts to Krishna and become relieved from all of these things. This is the Vaishnava way. Vaishnavas are interested neither in liberation, merging into the Brahma Jyoti, nor solely becoming freed from sinful activities, what to speak of sense enjoyment. They want to increase their devotion and love for Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and therefore in the association of devotees, they drink these nectars of pure devotional service. And therefore, as far as nectars are concerned, Raghunath Das Goswami says, Shamam Shirupena Smaramivasa Radha Girivitor Rajeshakshat Seva Labana Vidyate Tadgana Yujo Tridyakya Dhyana Shavanati Pancham Vitamidam Dhyana Nityam Govardhanam Anudinam Tambajamana. And translated, that says, O mind, if you want to attain direct service to Sri Sri Radha Giridhari, who are surrounded by their friends, then every day you must drink with Sri Rupa Goswami the five nectars. What are these five nectars? The five nectars of worshipping them, chanting their names, meditating on them, hearing about them, and bowing down before them. And every day you must worship Govardhan Hill. This is sort of like a plus. You could count that as the sixth nectar, or it's something that you do along with the five nectars. So this is a Vaishnav festival. These are the nectar that Vaishnavs aspire for. Worshipping the Lord, chanting their names, meditating on them, hearing about them, and bowing down before them. Srila Prabhupada already gave us these. We're doing all of these things on a regular basis in our temples, in our homes. Therefore, devotees need not go to these faraway places. Narottam Das Thakur says, don't go to these big pilgrimage sites, because the trouble you're getting is the only result. The trouble to get there is the only result that you're going to get. Just worship Govinda with a pure heart and all perfection will be achieved. So, same thing here. We are Rupanugas. Therefore, like Rupa Goswami did, we should also then taste these nectars. Worship them, chant their names, meditating on them, hearing about them, and bowing down before them. And every day you must worship Govardhan Hill. That's what it's about. Hare Krishna.